The thought of a windswept, snow-lined beach may send a shiver down the spine of many northerners at this time of year, but the beach is the place to be. Creatures you would never spot on a summer stroll in the hot, crowded sand suddenly appear undisturbed and unfettered by the presence of a solitary human. For commentator Cy Montgomery, it's a naturalist paradise.
At first you notice what's not here. The summer crowds, the heat, the scent of suntan oil. The burrowing crabs called beach fleas are hibernating deep in the sand. The cormorants and terns have flown south. But the winter beach is far from empty. Migrations bring surprises, and storms wash up wonders on the tides. Here in New England, residents of Martha's Vineyard woke one day to find the shellfish fairy had come. More than 100 bushels of sweet bay scallops had literally blown out of the water onto their doorsteps. Storms give us a glimpse of life in the deep sea. You might see a big orange starfish, its five arms bordered in gold. Or a purple sun star, a starfish with 10 arms. Along the seaweed line, you might find a sea cucumber, not a vegetable, but an animal. It's a relative of the starfish and looks like a miniature football. It moves as a starfish does, by pulling itself along the ocean floor with sucker-tipped tubes on its underside. Or perhaps you'll find a spiral string of flat, quarter-sized, purse-shaped beige objects that look like shells. These are the eggs of the whelk snail, and inside them grow hundreds of baby snails, perfect miniatures of the 8-inch adults, complete with conch-like shells. Another mystery is a single black leathery rectangle with a set of inward curving hooks at each end. We call it a mermaid's purse, but it's really the egg case of the skatefish, a flattened member of the shark family. More wonders lurk offshore, so bring your field glasses. Immature loons who breed on northern lakes winter at sea. On a calm day, you may hear the dark bird's eerie call rolling off the surf. You might also spot a tundra creature at the beach, a snowy owl. This uncanny creature hunts by day, and you might spot one sitting stone still on the beach, eyes fixed on the horizon, searching for its next meal. Here along the Atlantic coast, winter's the time to spot one of the rarest mammals on Earth, the right whale. These giants summer in Canada's Bay of Fundy and show up here in New England only in winter. Sometimes shockingly close to shore. The right whale looks like a huge black rock sprinkled with white barnacles. But this rock moves. It opens an enormous mouth hung with baleen, comb-like plates attached to the upper jaw. At the tip of Cape Cod, beachcombers have seen a 50-foot whale surface only 20 feet away. But it's also a thrill to view these whales from a distance. Look for a V-shaped spout on the horizon. The V means this leviathan has not one blowhole, but two. You may not see a rare whale on your walk on the winter beach, or a snowy owl, or even a starfish. But any trip to the beach is really a visit to the rich border of two worlds, land and sea. And in the silvery light of winter, each illuminates the other anew.
Beachcomber and Living on Earth commentator Cy Montgomery is author of Journey of the Pink Dolphins.
There's a seal! I can't believe it! His head came right up over there!
I mean, I'm either having a really vivid hallucination, or that was a seal at pretty close range.